I saw a picture of his new outfit.
Yeah.
It looked Batman-y.
Mmm. There you go.
The internet just showed it to me. They're like, here's his new outfit. Almost health food.
I'm not going to read it, of course.
Almonds are okay.
I don't read it.
Almonds are great.
It was a little
man.
Low last week, the volume of the podcast. And I know it had a Warhammer in it. Warhammer game going on. But so you got us pizza. That was awesome. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
So, don't ever do that again. Not online or on podcast.
Did I say it?
Yeah.
Why?
But you already said thanks once. That's all it means.
Man, I wanted to say it and announce it to the world. And also
he
to
loves
say
it. Yeah, but now
Taylor
my wife
Jules,
will know.
But now Taylor and Jules know, too, and they weren't here and they could have been.
No, that's their own fault.
But it is.
But now you just told my wife.
She'll be all right.
Should we send your wife some pizza?
No, God, no. She's eating it already.
She was supposed to send us cheese.
I have yet to hear what age cheese he wants.
Age cheese.
You know what? You know how old cheddar can be aged?
I know.
About 10 years or longer, I think.
Yeah. And what does it get? What happens?
I have it sharper. All I know is it's sharper. I don't eat it.
Man, I knew a dude one time, he liked this really sharp cheddar where it felt like it was biting you back when it bit into it.
Oh, wow.
That must be really old. I don't know. I guess it must be really old. I don't eat the sharp. I eat what comes out of the store.
Like wax and shit around it. Like they put it in wax or something. It's coated.
The only reason why I haven't got that cheese yet is because I wanted to bring it, either Bridget to bring it down or me to bring it down. It'll be fresher that way.
It's cheese heads at the square table. Today I'm eating a Gouda.
How good is it?
It's very good.
Well, no, he wants the sharp cheddar, but he never told me the year.
I'm not that particular.
That doesn't help me at all,
you know,
Larry.
I'm like a 6-year, 4-month-old.
I think it's like 3, 5, 7, and 10, if
no,
I'm not
that's
mistaken.
Unacceptable. I want 8 or nothing.
I don't know, but I can look.
I don't know how that works.
And then the other one wanted, what did
Swiss,
he
want?
Yeah, Swiss. He wanted Swiss.
I like Swiss.
And then,
I prefer American cheese, okay? I'm American.
Well, you can go to the store for that instead of Wisconsin.
Well, right. I don't want Kraft singles, though.
I don't think it's...
That's not cheese, though.
I make my grilled cheese out of that.
It's a cheese.
I call them grilled cheese.
I mean, well, it depends on who you ask. Some people say there is no such thing as American cheese.
Oh, here we go. Are we really having cheese talk?
I can ask somebody up in Wisconsin. Hey, Bridget, ask.
No, I mean, there are technical definitions. And most of the cheese you find in the grocery store is not actually cheese.
No.
It's a cheese food or a
processed cheese
product, yeah.
Or cheese byproduct or whatever.
Oil and water mixed with a little bit of flavor.
Stock.
Hey, we're geeks. What do you expect?
Cheese geeks.
Well, but yeah, y'all give me a list.
I want sharp
cheddar. Welcome to episode 1 of Cheese Geeks.
Ooh, that's going to be expensive, Larry. What, cheese curds? They got cheese curds, but not cheese curds. I can ask.
That's all you can do.
Because the whey is like the liquid, if I ain't mistaken.
I want to start a new...
Curds and whey.
I want some curds because I want to start a new YouTube video called Curd TV. It's like a booster show. Cheese talk. Outrageous cheese talk.
Well, now they got cheese curds. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Hey, deep fried cheese curds are pretty good.
I bet, man. I can hear him.
Say, deep fried anything is pretty good. Yeah.
True.
I can see it now. Welcome to Curd Session. I'm Gomer. I am the way.
Well,
funny.
Now you're Gomer the way today.
Amanda really likes that. Monster, you know, it's got the...
Munster.
Munster with the yellow rind or whatever. Really
Bridget, pay attention. But yeah, that's no problem. We'll make a list. We'll just talk some on the way.
We're still talking about cheese.
You brought up Munster, I have to comment. It's okay. Amanda likes it more than I do.
Yeah,
I like Swiss. I like cheddar.
I love Colby Jack. You know.
Burger's good on it. I like smoked Gouda myself. That's one of my favorites, but you can get addicted to that stuff. And oh.
I like softer cheeses too, like a mozzarella.
not that fake American mozzarella too, right?
Oh my
god! Listen, not the fake American mozzarella. You want that really wet buffalo?
No,
the wetter
the better, man. No.
Oh, are you still talking about cheese?
My favorite
make the cheese
is that shake Parmesan shit that you put on your spaghetti.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Dude, I love that shit.
You talking about the stuff like you get out at Walmart?
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of that's made with wood filler, right?
Oh, I don't care. I love that wood filler.
It's all fake wood filler.
Sometimes I'll take it and just put some on a pan or on some tin foil. And I'll put it in the oven.
Oh,
and, like,
real Parmesan
and it gets
so
like
much
cracker.
Better.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of course, but it's so expensive.
Yep.
And I want to pour it on my spaghetti. I just want it white on top. Like,
you know how you get that side with the three holes and the side that's just like the huge gaping hole? You just use the huge gaping hole.
Just take the top off.
Yeah. Just...
No, I use a spoon. But I pour it on.
Why not?
Trick is done.
Exactly.
Pour it in your mouth, a bite of spaghetti. Pour it in your mouth.
Oh, God. I like Parmesan, but nowhere near that much.
Oh, man.
You know, the Italian restaurant.
I just like the
cheese?
Wood filling.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, man.
Yeah, I would like cheese. What do you think I came here for?
Give me the real stuff.
And they'll be sitting there grinding.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, come on all back. Right.
Just leave the grinder
here.
Don't
leave around again. Don't leave.
Just leave it here.
No, that happens. Yeah. If whenever I go to an Italian place with my brother, he's just like, just leave the grinder here. Oh, and yeah. He's like, don't. He's like, don't worry. It'll be gone by the time you get back.
Oh yeah.
Grinder and all. I have a collection.
That'd be all right.
Awesome.
All
right. Well, that's it.
I do
for
actually
cheese
have
talk.
One of those.
That's right. It for cheese talk.
Is it for cheese talk?
I hope so.
Right. You started it.
I know. I didn't know it was going to...
How long has it been?
About 7.5
Nice. Hey, the cheese heads will like it. We do have some Wisconsin listeners now. They'll like it.
They're not going to like it. This isn't deep enough.
Please,
we have to get a detailed exposé on the aging process.
Naivety of cheese.
Dude, I heard like for some cheeses there's like caves and shit.
Yes, there is.
There's
cheese caves.
Cheese caves.
Where you can get some wet mozzarella.
No.
You're entering the cheese cave.
You won't get it. You won't. Mozzarella doesn't last that long. Not the good stuff. But
what else?
We're going to get the cheese.
Send us some cheese.
You hear that, listeners?
We are Geeks of the Square Table. This is episode 124. Yes. I'm your host, Lawrence of America. With me today is...
Adam.
Red Shirt Steve.
And the Irredeemable Gomer.
Is the way.
It's the way. Well, what's going on this week?
Well, I can say something about what I did last night.
What?
I got
see Batman?
Yeah, I got an early screening of Batman.
Oh.
The reviews are super good so far. The majority of reviews are sitting at Rotten Tomatoes, I think 38% last time I saw.
Oh, wow.
An average of 5.5, I think, rating out of 10.
I did not see that. But
94 reviews, something like that.
I actually enjoyed the movie myself. Oh. I mean, for it being Warner Brothers and all that, I think they did a very good job of it.
Hmm.
I mean, they followed.
My thought was,
did you see it too, Larry?
I went to, and I can tell you, I showed up an hour early, which was not early enough.
No.
Were these the same tickets that our friend Bill Clark had? Because I did talk to him.
He didn't actually get the tickets. He didn't sign up for them early enough, but it would have been the same tickets. Yes.
Okay.
We got there, and it was, you know, probably...
So you got there really early, Steve.
I got there at about 5:10, if
so
that.
2 hours early.
Yeah. 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours early.
Wow.
Yes.
He could have watched the entire movie before they let him
exactly.
To see the previews
exactly.
Of the movie.
So, were you close to the front of the line? I just want to get
No. I was,
yeah, he
God, probably about
there were probably about 100 people
before
no.
me. Oh no,
that's there were about 100 people in front of you. Probably oh, about yeah. 300 to 400.
Right,
you.
Right. Oh, I'm just saying wow. I was about halfway to the end of the
yeah.
theater wall.
So
if anybody knows anything about Opera Mills.
That was a good choice.
Oh, no.
Let's just say, but where he
I
wasn't
able to get there until after 6.
What you should have done, which I wanted to choke Larry to death, was about 3/4 of those 100 people he says was ahead of me showed up way after I did. That was people holding places in line for their friends and family.
That's against the rules.
Should be, but they didn't. Nobody was verifying correct.
Yeah, and I was going to do that, but... my wife had already taken the tickets and went to the end of the line, and I could not see the end of the line from where Steve was.
Oh, yeah, it was past, oh, right at Johnny Rockets or even further, what
oh
I was told.
God.
Wow.
It was, it's, the
that
line
is huge.
Went, yeah. People
that's
were,
amazing.
People got there early enough, they were going to Subway and all that to eat, bringing their sandwiches and everything back.
It's a line.
That was a line.
Like.
It was huge.
The line was past Subway's.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, well, I
said it's at Johnny Rockets, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What I was told, it got up to Johnny Rockets, at least.
Go see it.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, and everyone.
That's when I showed up at 6:30. It was past somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Wow, an hour before.
Right.
I was more than happy. Like, well, okay.
And it was in IMAX, which I personally am not an IMAX fan, yes. Even though, thank God, it was not in 3D. I don't know if they're doing it in 3D.
I think they are.
But I am, I mean, it was bad. And I almost, when I found out it was IMAX, I almost said, no, but I'd stood there for so long. But to me, the movie was worth seeing on the big screen. I think Ben Affleck did a above average as a Batman. I'm sorry, he did to me. He redeemed himself from Daredevil big time. I think the right. I think the storyline went pretty well and flowed pretty good. I'm not going to say spoilers because they ask us not to, and of course you shouldn't do that. But everybody who was announced in the film
is there.
You
can spoil it for me afterwards.
No, not no.
Oh, they helped me to my oath.
And I do that. I'm sorry.
I understand. No.
Yeah, I mean, because
the internet.
Right. It probably will be and
no,
all
they
that
are
stuff.
Now.
Oh, are they? I'm not going to be the one to even spoil anything, except say I think
I'm
it
sure.
was really good.
Okay.
And I know some of the rules.
So, okay. Would you? Here's what I know. Would you be happy if you had paid $10 to $15 to see the movie? Would you have thought it was worth it?
Yes. I would.
He already spent 2.5 hours.
I would. Now, if I personally may go see it again, but if I do, it will be at a matinee. For the second show, and it will be on a smaller screen.
I was always going to a matinee,
so. But I would if I was one of those people that really liked first run movie shows, or the first weeks and all that. I'd definitely pay to go see it.
Would you consider yourself a Superman comics fan?
Back in the day, yes.
Currently,
yes. No, I don't read any DC.
Did you like Man of Steel?
Enough to go see it in the movie, yeah. Yeah, I would have seen
it. So, goes by what I was saying.
Oh, really?
You'll probably be more inclined to like it if you like Man of Steel.
I heard it was...
No, I will say
it... will probably...
It was better. To me, it was better.
I heard it was a lot like Watchmen. Like the Watchmen movie a little bit. That's what I've heard. Could you...
Yeah.
Does it have any of the feel the same? Oh, you didn't see it?
No. I can't say it was, to me, like the Watchmen.
Like Snyder's movie
version. Well, it was dark. Yeah. I will definitely say it was dark.
It's just Watchmen. Just saying. It's the greatest graphic novel of all time.
One of them.
Be respectful.
But, yes, it was a dark movie. It was a dark movie. They took, what was it with the Dark Knight? The graphic novel that they did.
The Frank Miller.
Yes, that it reflected that very good. Uh-huh. The Frank Miller and everything.
80s Frank Miller.
So right,
80s.
So I'm probably not going to like it.
I'm
not a big fan of Frank Miller.
No, I think you still would. I mean, I won't say you'll like it.
I mean, I'm not. I'm still going to give it a try. I'm definitely going to go into it with an open mind. I'm not going to say it's bad because I haven't seen it. I can't tell if it's bad, but just the tone overall, it's not. It doesn't look like it's a tone that I overall associate with DC Comics.
And that's the thing. They're really trying to go darker.
I know.
And, differentiate their superhero movies from the Marvel movies.
And they definitely did that.
I don't think that's a good move.
They did.
I don't think it is.
Well, it may not. Whether or not it's a good move, it's not like they have a lot of options.
It's true.
Marvel, they're going to Netflix for their dark.
Yeah.
So DC's
Daredevil was
really
awesome, by the way.
I'm up to episode 6.
Oh, you watched Daredevil.
They want
Daredevil.
And
you liked
it.
We'll talk about that.
Good.
That's their options with movies. Because obviously the lighthearted, funner stuff, Marvel has got that.
Which is, it's so weird to me, because when I think of DC, I always think it's the more fantastical of the two universes.
And we have talking raccoons and trees, and it's awesome. And DC's just kind of like, meh. They're not there yet, you know?
Well, I mean, the DC comics have always been more fantastical than Marvel comics. Marvel comics have always dealt with more real-world problems. They've always dealt with your racism and your X-Men and all that kind of stuff.
I've always said Marvel's characters are people and then superheroes. DC
or superheroes and then people.
Maybe people.
Yeah.
Right.
And it doesn't
Bruce
feel...
Wayne, afterthoughts.
And it doesn't feel like this... Or at least what I've seen so far has not seemed like it keeps within... the same lines of that.
I agree.
I don't know.
Which is the major turnoff for me far.
Right.
I'm still interested to see the movie though.
I like it.
I have an open mind,
and that's what
I don't want to judge it too harshly before I've seen it. I don't want to ruin my viewing of it
before you view it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull the jewels and just decide I hate it 6 months ahead of time.
I enjoyed it. That's me. I mean,
I'm probably gonna go see it this week. My kids, want to go. That's probably what's gonna end up filling our day.
Go early. I will say that.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
Go early. Make sure that way you get good seats and all that.
We're gonna go early in the day too.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people will be doing that since it's spring break. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Unless you can figure out one of the areas that the schools aren't out next week, go to their theaters out of the
that way
using that noggin.
That is a good
idea. I try to stay away from the kiddies.
But yeah, so I'm excited to see it regardless of the bad reviews. Right.
I think people were going to bad review it no matter what.
Oh, no.
Now we're going to talk Altoids.
Oh, who cares? Who cares? Well, I think a lot of the backlash for this movie are from people who have decided way before they've seen the movie that they already hate it. Because, I mean, there are a couple reviews where, like, you showed me one earlier that was like, Zack Snyder should never make a movie again.
Yeah.
And that's just inflammatory.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Whether reviewers aren't welcome to their opinion, but... There's a difference between being critical and being overly critical.
Yeah.
And I think the hype that a lot of the fanboys as much as that is good for a movie, when a movie's bad, it's like an equal and opposite reaction.
Right.
You know?
Part of it is, I think, a lot of the fanboys and all that, they look at Superman as the all-American boy and all
boy
this
Scout
other stuff, right, and all that. And if people make him a little darker or whatever... They're not going to like it.
Well, that's what's happening.
Exactly. And you can't keep the comic-y character like they did in the 80s and all that with Christopher Reeve, where it was more a comic book type. And, right. It's more serious and everything is what they did with it. Well, yeah. Yeah, some of it's great.
But you can't do campy.
You can't. Exactly. It's a whole new audience out there.
Yeah.
You know, I read a lot of comics growing up.
You can blame Christopher Nolan almost for doing that to the DC universe. But
Batman's different, though. That tone fits Batman. That tone does not fit Superman.
Right.
Well, then that's what we're seeing here.
Right.
Is what I will now coin the Batman effect.
Well, that's been going on for a long time.
The entire DC universe has to get darker to keep up with him.
That happened to the entire DC universe after Dark Knight Rises came out, or Dark Knight Returns,
sure.
I mean.
Well, yeah, but if you were...
Whatever it's called, whatever that Frank Miller book was called back then.
Well, part of the thing
that
is
revolutionized
nowadays,
the comic
though, is,
industry.
Yeah, sure.
Well, a lot of things nowadays is that people are, comic book characters for the most part. I mean, like the Avengers, they don't kill.
Okay.
And all this other stuff. Batman doesn't kill. Well, I mean, some of them do, but I mean, for the most part, they try their best not to kill anyone. ever.
I would say Age of Ultron. Some people died in that.
Right. I'm
just that initial fight scene in the very beginning.
Exactly. But overall,
aliens don't count as people.
I mean, come on. The Avengers got mad when Bobby Morris, aka Mockingbird, let what was it, the Ghost Rider or whatever? Not Ghost Rider, but the Phantom or something like that. Back, all right, back in the day, Bobby Morris went back in time. One of the evil characters actually raped her.
Oh. Well, this sounds like a dark storyline.
Well, it kind of was. At the end of the storyline, they were on the side of a cliff, and she let him fall. Whatever. Okay. Right. Well, she could have saved him. Well, when the rest of the Avengers found out that she didn't save, they got mad at her.
Okay.
Now, she had been raped by this guy and everything like that. Exactly. You got to be bigger. Right. It was a great storyline. But in this day and age, the problem with that, especially in comics, is all the time the villain gets put in the raft or some other prisoner or whatever. And just like the Joker, they come back. And then they can slaughter and do whatever they want. Put him back in prison, and it's just a giant cycle.
The movies almost have to keep that comic book tone.
Well, no, they actually have to put the villain. They have to put the villain down.
Are we talking about comics or prison reform?
No. Well, how about comics?
Prison reform in the comics.
Well, you can't. I mean, how do you keep putting a character in a prison?
In like Arkham.
Arkham or the raft or wherever. Right. Not necessarily. I'm saying that's the way they're going with it. Not to say he does.
You're saying that's the way they're.
But I think they're. Well, no, they're not going to where they kill. They're going to a darker tone. To where that's a possibility.
Okay.
I mean, look at Man of Steel.
It's not even a possibility.
Well, look at Man of Steel.
In the Marvel movies, they would focus on an Avenger.
Well, I don't know. I won't say they focus on it. Well, it's like this way right here. Everybody sees the trailer, and if you watch Man of Steel, you already know that Superman and Zod basically wipe out half of Metropolis.
Okay.
So a lot of people get killed. That's collateral damage, unfortunately, but it happens.
Like a focused murder. There was no
until Zod gets killed.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? It went darker because before that, everybody was mad if Superman kills. Superman doesn't kill. He's the Boy Wonder and Boy Scout and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Superman looked at it to me at the end of. That was going, I don't have any way to imprison Zod. How do I stop him and keep him stopped?
He shortened the war by 10 years and saved millions of lives.
Right.
By killing Zod.
Exactly.
Reluctantly, too.
Very reluctantly. Right.
Okay.
So that means if you have a villain.
You're making him Batman.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to debate that. I'm not going to debate that. But I think the tone of the movie and then the whole series that they're going to keep following through with. Is going to be a darker toned movie.
Sure.
Now we'll find that out with Suicide Squad.
Well, Suicide Squad will definitely be a dark movie. Yeah. But there's a difference, but will the tone be dark?
Is what I'm getting at.
It could be kind of like a Deadpool-ish, right. Where it's
Guardians
yeah.
Well, it's, I don't see Guardians as dark.
Murderers.
Well, it's dark, but I mean they were in a prison. And they made prison lighthearted.
But they made it, yeah,
and
exactly.
It kind of, then you could do the same thing with Suicide.
Yeah, exactly.
Daredevil. Let's move on to more movies.
All right.
TV.
I haven't seen Daredevil, but I've heard great reviews. And
episode number 6.
I finished the whole thing.
Oh, you're like Danny.
Man.
I'm enjoying it overall up to episode 6. The Punisher stuff in the first 3 or 4 episodes. The
first 4 episodes.
Is perfection.
Yes.
Television, perfection. And they could have ended it there. And I'd have been like, that was all I needed of Daredevil. There's an 11-minute fight scene. And they took it one take.
No, so it looked like one take.
Well, no. They made it look like one take. It was 4 or 5 takes from what I've read.
Yeah.
But of Daredevil going down a hallway.
Goes through an entire building.
Yeah.
Kick it
in. From rooftop to floor. Yeah.
Nice.
Kicking a biker gang's ass.
Nice.
So well done.
Sure.
And then you're like, it's like a roller coaster now, mm-hmm. right? You get to the end, you fall into that, back into the corral.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Electro. And you're like, oh my, what? And then it just goes on again.
Oh, nice.
So good.
Now,
so well done.
Does he and Electro fight?
But yeah, they have some moments where it's okay. not really real fighting. It's more like play fighting.
Okay. Yeah, they don't really fight.
Right.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Foreplay fighting, yeah.
I was hoping that they kind of went off like the comics when they fought first. When they met.
Like that.
Oh, well. Can't have it all.
But it's very well done. It's very interesting stuff.
It's a very, very well written series.
Adam?
The characters are very well written.
Are they still laying the groundwork for maybe the Defenders or anything?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely still laying the groundwork. There's a couple of Jessica Jones references in there and cameos.
Yes.
Cameos. Nice.
Yep.
They say Jessica Jones by name,
and there are a couple of characters from Jessica Jones that pop up in the show.
Nice. Well, I know what's her name that was in Daredevil showed up.
Yes.
The nurse shows up in Jessica Jones.
And she shows up back again in Daredevil.
Excellent.
Again.
In a very, very cool scene with Foggy Nelson.
Oh, nice.
Well, she shows up again.
Nice. Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Larry, have you watched any Daredevil?
You
watched season one?
Episode.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's a
worthwhile
show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I loved season one. That was great.
Well, you know, it's not that it isn't on our list of things to watch.
It's just a long list of things.
It's just not on the highest.
Sort of like my 300-plus movies I got to watch and my TV shows. Yeah. I'm not lying to you. 20 years I've got lots of movies to catch up on.
The non-current series that we are watching right now is Enterprise.
Oh. First one. I still have to watch that one.
Well, that's cool that you say that, because I know a podcast that's on Enterprise right now, and it's like a Star Trek review podcast, and they're watching Enterprise.
Yeah, I got to catch up on that, too.
Terra Nova?
I got to catch up on all that.
I like that episode.
It's okay.
I'm sure we'll get the full details on it. I listen to your show.
I want to watch
it.
It's because you won't let people who like the show be on the
You can be on there. You just have to be available. Would you like us to Skype you in?
I have been available, but you never tell me when.
We do that at 3.
You usually do that at 3.
3 o'clock on Sundays.
And then we do
the
Transformers one right after that at 4.
Oh, I want to catch up on that one. Oh, man, I'm so behind.
You can find all those podcasts at OurIGeekery.com.
Although, I will say this. I did plug the shows. I did plug the comic book shop last night while I was standing in line.
Cool.
Me and a gentleman got into it. Talking about everything.
Yeah.
So hopefully he will show up because when I told him, he was like, really? Didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
So, and he does read comics.
Yeah, it's weird how people don't know that there's a comic shop.
But then you got
I was checking out. You talk about people not knowing comic book shops.
Yeah.
One of our reviews on Yelp, they were obviously mistaking. They thought that they were leaving a review for The Great Escape.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's not us. We don't sell records.
Oh, that's
kind of...
Well, I sent something through. I was like, yeah, we're not that store. There's a record store down the road.
The Great Escape is not good for comics. There's like one comic guy, and if he's there, he's okay. And I don't want to talk smack on the competition. It's just you don't get the personal experience.
Well, you know.
No, I
hear.
I used
to have a really good comic guy in these movies. Out to Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a good customer of ours. Because, they don't let him order all the same comics.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
My initial orders for, not that it's a lot, but the retail value of my initial orders for March were in the neighborhood of $50,000.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
They don't order it.
No.
Well, they rely more on you stuff. They're like
a thrift store.
Records.
Yeah, they're a thrift store.
Yeah.
They're Goodwill of media.
They're officially classified as a record store as far as your business classification.
I can believe that.
But really, they're kind of like a pop culture store.
a little bit of everything, you know. Yeah. A little memorabilia from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but they still have way more records and things like that than they do anything else.
Yeah.
You know, they'll buy...
It seems like they're 50% or more used media.
Oh, yeah, got to be more than 50%.
Oh, it's probably a lot more.
Well, it is. I'd say it's almost 70%. Because, I mean, I know they buy used toys and stuff like that to an extent, and they buy other, some stuff used, but it's mostly records and DVDs.
So buy or go watch Daredevil.
Yes, definitely go watch Daredevil.
It's awesome.
I got to catch up, so.
But I went to the mall and talked to a few people. Since we weren't going to wait in line, we went to the Lego store.
Oh, the Lego store.
We talked, they have a Lego store exclusive classic TV Batman.
Oh, neat.
Batcave.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome looking. But,
yeah.
But I was talking to one of the guys, and he said he was a big comic fan,
Sure.
And, he had never heard of us, so.
Everybody says they're a comic fan.
Yeah.
There are no people who are not comic fans. Oh, yeah, I love comics. What's the last comic you read? Oh, I don't know. I like the Batman movie.
Yeah.
But this guy's okay. I'm not talking smack. I'm just...
Well, I mean,
you're
just talking
a little smack. Don't be a liar.
Yeah.
You like comic characters.
He clearly read a lot of trades.
Yeah.
He was talking about some of the difference between various movies and trades or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
okay. And he did shop at... Rick's Comic City.
Oh, cool.
The one guy I spoke with, he talked comics very well and everything. He was, I think he read more DC than he did Marvel.
Well, that makes sense in a Batman Superman line.
No, because I
know,
I
but
read
I'm
strictly
just
Marvel,
saying.
But I like Batman movies and all that. It's just,
I like Batman too.
It's a financial Superman. Decision for some of us.
True that.
DC is gonna charge me out of their market soon.
$8 a month per book.
Per book,
huh?
They're doing double market, double shipping, $2 a month.
Look,
trying to increase their market share against Marvel.
God, I hate when they do that.
Double shipping isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like Amazing Spider-Man's been double shipping for years.
Avengers did it.
It's fine.
But they were good comics.
But like,
were good stories.
But at least half of DC's line is going to be double shipped now.
You don't know if it's good till two or three issues.
Yeah.
And it's going to make it a lot harder for readers to try newer books. Because more of their money is going to be sunk into, the main books that they're getting, because they have to get it twice a month now.
Right.
Well, they're going to take market share for 2 months.
For 2 months.
Point of view,
Then Civil War 2 will hit.
We're going to be ordering issues 3 and 4, and then 5 and 6 before...
That's hard.
We'll by the time, either right before or right after issue 1 hits... We'll have to order issue 5 or 6.
It makes it very difficult for you to order. Number ones make it hard on a comic shop.
Right.
And they might as well be shipping 2 number ones per series by doing the number 1 and 2 in the same month. You have no idea how to order that.
Nope.
Marvel did the same thing with an event. That what event was that where they shipped it twice a month? Was it Infinity?
I think it was Infinity.
And they did. No, I don't think it was Infinity. I think it was.
Infinity then got late, remember? And the last issue was the late.
Yeah. I think it was Rick Remender, the Rick Remender one. It was Axis.
It was Axis that did that.
Because Axis was terrible, and they wanted to get it all out before everybody realized it.
Well, thank you. I have something to look not forward to.
Yeah.
There's some cool character moments in it, but it's not good.
You're always going to hit good character moments in any.
True.
I don't know. See, the double shipping wouldn't bother me if it was just like the core Justice League books.
JL, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Are they cutting their line in half?
No,
that's the thing.
They're not adding any books.
See, that's
not
said. If they were said they were going to go down from, like 6
books.
Batman books a month to 3 and double ship them all.
Yeah. No, they're not doing that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Detective is double shipping. Action is double shipping. Everything.
The Robins are double.
But it's like it's like.
Sure that's going to be around.
Wait, what? What's
the Robin book?
Oh,
we're not sure yet.
I don't think it is. I know We Are Robin's not going to be around.
Greg Rucka
is going to be writing Wonder Woman, which is exciting.
I like Greg Rucka.
That's the rumor.
He has a book writer.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, he's written books before. He's good at it.
Person who was rumored to be on that book was Marguerite Bennett, or whatever. I think
she's not on that.
Yeah, I heard her and the editor were gone, according to Bleeding Cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't read the
You didn't actually read
the article?
Read the headline,
though.
Oh, okay.
I just read the headline.
Yeah, it was apparently the whole editorial team of that book.
You had me at Ruck on Wonder Woman.
Yeah, he was taken away.
He's writing Lazarus right now. If he writes it half as good as Lazarus, it'll be amazing.
But, I mean...
It's the same book.
But,
it's the same character. Lazarus, or what's her name, is Wonder Woman.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
We're going to move on from that,
though. I love Ruck. I can't help myself.
But that adds credence to an earlier report where there's just chaos going down at DC, because if a whole editorial and writing team is just leaving a book like Wonder Woman...
The Snyder news, too.
Yeah, Scott Snyder's apparently off of Detective Comics, too.
He was off of
Batman.
And moved to Detective... And then it was stated that he didn't realize that Detective was also going to be double shipping. And he's like, I can't keep up. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He can't.
He can't keep up.
He can't do double shipping.
He can't do it.
No. He's too slow and methodical of a writer. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So we'll see. We don't know who's going to be on Detective now. All we do know is it's going to still be Tom King and Mark Silvestri.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that means
on
Batman.
On Batman.
That's the only confirmation.
And the Superman, we have Tomasi is writing Superman.
Oh, I can take it.
Yeah, who cares about that?
We'll see. Are you reading the Cyborg book?
I am reading the Cyborg book.
Have they caught him? Is he freaking out?
They are. They are in the middle of trying to catch him.
He's freaking out.
I think in this issue, Shazam is going to try to take him down because Shazam doesn't understand anything that's going on really because he's a 14-year-old boy.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're trying to dismantle him. They want to take their.
They're trying to take him. Well, they're trying to take him apart because they are afraid of him because a race of. They're called the Techno Sapiens. They're a race of techno beings, interdimensional from a different reality, came and tried to conquer the world and assimilate it like the Borg.
Okay.
So they basically got attacked by the Borg, and they defeated them, and now everybody's afraid of technology.
I have to have everything related to me in a Star Trek, or I don't get it.
Yeah. You know?
Basically,
it helped.
He's a green woman, and the rest of the world is Captain Kirk.
Oh my God.
But do we think he's freaking out?
No.
He's sort of hallucinating? You think he's a good guy in that?
Yeah.
Really weird book.
He's not hallucinating. What do you think he's hallucinating?
I'm reading some articles on DC books, how they're just all over the place, and how Cyborg is a book that does not seem to fit anywhere else.
My only problem with, most of the DC books don't really seem like they fit together.
Yeah.
Like, Justice League takes place in a way different time. I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea where that happens. Same thing with Justice League of America. That happens whenever.
No continuity.
There's no continuity. It's not a bad thing, but
it still be some cohesion.
Yes.
It should still feel like the same universe.
You need to have it tie in.
Yeah.
Even if they're marginal tie-ins, just to say, okay, it's the same timeline, same universe,
I said it before,
same everything.
The Vision in All New, All Different X-Men is not the Vision in the Vision book, but yet both of those books still feel like they're in the Marvel universe.
And they can tie in.
And they could if they wanted
That's
to,
what
but
I'm saying.
Even when they don't, there's still a cohesion.
Right, there's
there.
that feel of, there's that
what else are we
tractor reading? Beam, we'll call it.
Let's talk about books that are coming out this week.
Yes,
well,
please,
go ahead and talk about the big one first and get it out of the way. Batman number 50 came out this week.
Oh, yeah, Batman number 50. He's got a new outfit.
Well, and he's also supposed to be
Bruce Wayne was gone for a while.
He was gone for 10 issues.
But he's also supposed to be, whatever how he regenerated or whatever how it was done.
He used a machine to get his memories.
And
he used a machine and dynesium, which is like a chemical. It's like he basically used a Lazarus pit to come back.
I read on the review of it was it turned him into the best Batman, like his younger self, per se, body-wise.
It healed all of his old wounds. He has no more scars or anything like that.
Turned him back young again to where he was at his peak, we'll call it.
So it's kind of like in Super Mario Brothers.
Kind of.
Where you die and you come back.
Came back as his peak performance body, we'll call it.
So it's like a Batman X 2 now instead of Batman X 3.
But I don't think it changed. It didn't change his age, though, right? It didn't affect his age or nothing.
No, it didn't affect his age. It just it just
put him back to his peak proficiency or peak potential as Batman. I kind of kind of sounds like to me they're almost mating like
that. As far as
Captain
America
per
se. As far as I'm concerned, that's the least important part of that book. The part I'm least looking forward to, because I the whole Dionysium thing is even that those are things that aren't going to matter to me overall. I'm just more interested to see how they're going to wrap up the Gordon as Batman.
Yeah. He'll be Batman too.
No, I don't think he will be.
You think he's going to be out of the suit?
I think so.
Batman's like, I don't need your help, old man.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he'll be out of the suit, but they have to wrap up some sort of... He has to wrap up his arc. Either he has to accept being Batman, or he has to
go back to
being Commissioner Gordon. Yeah.
I almost say like right off the bat, he'll go back to being Commissioner Gordon.
Posse with all the technology and the Iron Man suits. I hate it.
Oh, I was okay with it. It was a different change of pace from what we were getting.
I didn't need that. I didn't want my Batman to
It kind
of
sounds like what happened with back in Fall of the Batman when when Azrael became Batman and he made his armor. Different. Well, no, but he still made his armor type suit.
It was different though.
No, I agree.
They got a lot of bad things going on. Scott Snyder's run was good, and then it got better, and then I thought it was going to get even better, and then it just dropped consistently down from that point forward.
I thought
the first arc was good. Court of the Owls was great, and then it got bad.
Out of all the stuff he's ever written, the only thing I think that will stay out of all the stuff that he's written is the Court of Owls. Yeah, the Court of Owls will stay. Everything else will kind of drift away.
I think that was the City of Owls arc.
Yeah,
I think that was the name of the arc.
Well, it was Court of Owls and then City of Owls. Night of the Owls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're both together there. City of Owls.
Yeah, because Talon.
Maybe.
That one.
They collected it now recently.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I know Talon
City
came
of
out.
Owls and Court of Owls are two different trades.
Oh, yeah, we've got it right over here.
Yeah, and then didn't Talon come out as a trade?
Yeah.
Well, Talon had its own book.
Yeah, Talon
had that's what I'm saying. That's why I came out.
It was all right. It was all right.
That's what
Tinian wrote it. Tinian the Fourth. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And Scott Snyder helped him come up with the story. It was pretty good for a while until it
died off because.
Well, it told its story and then it kept going a little bit.
Okay, it did good then.
Yeah.
Overall. Now is the character still around or do you know?
He is still around, but he hasn't done anything in Batman and Robin Eternal. He showed up in a panel, helping them save a city, but he hasn't really done anything.
Right,
in a
they're not
while.
Using him in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're letting him. He'll pop up again sooner or later.
Yeah, he's a background character
right.
at the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, does he make a pretty good A-lister, or at least a B-pluses lister when they do bring him in?
I liked his character, but. I mean, it depends on what they do with them.
Right. That's always that.
Yeah.
We can't really tell, but it looks like Court of Owls, Night of Owls. Like
yeah, Court of Owls, Night of Owls.
There's a third one up there that it looks like collects them all that is called
City of Owls.
Yeah.
That might be the one that...
Court of Owls is Volume 1, City of Owls is Volume 2,
and then Night of the Owls.
Night of Owls, but Night of Owls was twice as thick.
So it's both of those.
Well, Night of the Owls might have all of the tie-in issues.
Sure.
Nah. Because all of Scott Snyder's storylines turned into crossover.
Oh, sure.
In the Batman family.
In the Batman family,
right.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Death in the Family is Volume 3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's one thing... And that was good until the end. It was terrible at the end. And then from then on, then you had, what, 0 hour?
I did not... everybody shits on 0 year all the time. I did not think it was bad. I mean, it wasn't the best story ever told. It wasn't the best Batman origin. But but for what it was all right. It was good.
I had a lot of problems with it. There were a lot of little nitpick panel issues that, like they were having this chat on a high-speed boat.
Yeah, in the middle of a storm.
That really
I'm,
threw me off. And
yeah.
A lot of other little nitpick things like that. I just didn't think we needed a Batman origin story. Another one. We just didn't need it. There's how many Batman origins? They're just as weak as the origin. Or the Joker origin. They're just all... We don't need it. His parents die, he gets pissed, he wants revenge, boom, he trains. That's all you get. That's what you need, and we didn't need yet another example of Batman being pissed off. We know he's upset.
His psyche is always going to be that way. That's just Batman.
I just didn't care for it.
Remember, Batman is the character. Bruce Wayne is the...
And I bought number 50. This came out today, so I mean, they're still getting my money, so I have the... I can bitch.
I bought 50.
Well, Batman's one of those books that you will buy no matter what.
Yeah, I could be right.
It has Batman on the cover. It'll sell... Batman will sell twice a month because it's Batman.
That's people are going to buy Batman. Right.
What else dropped today? We can talk about some of the Marvel cancellations that you mentioned earlier.
Illuminati,
number 4 came out today?
I think it was 5 that came out today.
Okay.
They're canceling Illuminati.
At issue 8.
I don't know what exactly probably issue. It's around 8.
Right.
They're canceling.
Joshua Williamson's writing that. I like him as a writer.
He's I like really him as good. A writer. The Illuminati is not bad. It just feels off.
It feels off.
It doesn't... Like we were talking earlier with the DC books, how they don't feel connected. The Illuminati book doesn't feel connected.
It's a heist book with a heart, but its heart is not, it's not in the right place.
Yeah.
It's not Superior Foes. You know, it's not that book. And it's good, but yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. I think Angela, Queen of Hell.
Yeah.
No one got canceled.
Yeah, nobody's reading that.
What's that getting canceled at?
I don't know.
Make the latest solicits, which would be for June.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can be able to get that cross mark. That'll take the place. Thunderbolts will take the place of that one.
I'm waiting on Thunderbolts.
Yeah,
I am waiting on Thunderbolts. And I'm hoping so. What was the other one?
I don't know.
It was the Howling Commandos.
Oh, yeah, it was like a horror book. They were with like Frankenstein and
yeah.
Dracula Man.
Something like that. I picked up the issue because it's going to be a standoff tie-in for the fun of it.
There.
I don't know if it'll have anything to do with it. Plus, and, I like the cover.
Dum-Dum Dugan as a ghost. He's a ghost.
Oh, wow. But I picked it up for the cover myself because I just thought it was cool. Yeah.
Tell us the actual name of that book.
Well, hang on a second. Let me pull it out.
Yeah.
There it is. The Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
Yep.
And the reason why I like the cover, it's got the rock looking.
I don't know. We'll tolerate humans for a ride.
I like
standoff tie-in. How have you liked standoff?
The main figure is the size of a mountain. You know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about standoff. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Maria Hill got her hands on the Cosmic Cube.
Yeah.
And it had some pieces of it. Mm-hmm. And Captain America told him, no, don't do that. Captain America is the citizen liaison to S.H.I.E.L.D. So what he knows, he has to tell the people of the world. When he told them that they had a cosmic cube and they disposed of it, well, they didn't get rid of all of it. They had some bits left over. And in this standoff, Pleasantville, I don't even know what the hell it's called.
It's Pleasantville.
Something at Pleasantville. Maria Hill made this town called Pleasantville. The little bits of the cosmic cube sort of came together and formed a little girl.
Yeah.
Nah. Which is weird. It reminds me of 50 Sue.
A little bit.
It's like they were stealing that idea. I immediately thought of her. Because she's got a much better attitude than this little girl.
She does.
She's a great character. Probably the only thing good to come out of that whole 52 stretch of that damn book. What was that?
Futures End. The Batman Beyond book that came after that is really good.
His storyline in there was too. He had a little thing in there. But anyway, we digress.
Again.
The Pleasantville thing. Come to turn out, we'll find out, Maria Hill's been using this cosmic cube power, which is this girl, to more or less brainwash villains into being normal, everyday average.
Well, not normal, everyday
Rockwell
average.
Rockwell painted
versions. Like 1950s, 60s America.
The record was like an ice cream man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And stuff like that. Well, of course, it doesn't work.
Not for long.
And the villains are like, all right, let's do this, and they go and they take over and... Can I say about the first issue, the Alpha?
Yeah.
Nitro. Why is Nitro always, like, the guy for the event? Why?
Because of his power.
He blows himself up. I get it. He's a bomb. Bombs are sort of...
Yeah.
But in this case, in Civil War, I understood it. A lot of people died. Not that that's a good thing, but for the sake of the story, it made a great impact. In this, he is literally face-to-face with Steve Rogers and Maria Hill and goes, okay, I'm going to blow up now. And they don't get a scratch on them. Not a scratch.
Wow.
And I understand comic books, you know, Marvel has been kind of throwing back the Silver Age. I don't know if you read that Black Widow book by Chris Samney and Mark Waid.
Yes.
It was real old school.
Yes, it was.
Throwback. I just don't like it. I like my comics a bit more, you know, not real, but I don't know. Not so much like cartoons. And it did feel kind of like a cartoon, the way they came out of it, threw it unscathed. And I'm actually anxious to read some of the tie-ins, because I don't know how the hell they're going to tie it in.
I don't know. Are they just going to have all the teams come in and just fight these bad guys?
Probably.
Is that...
That's what it looked like.
In the Ultimates, is it the Ultimates where they're fighting a kaiju? Something called American Kaiju.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I picked up one of the Avengers books today. Maybe it's...
There's new Avengers. New Avengers and all new, all different Avengers both came out today.
I'm not doing that one. Let's but see. I know in the Ultimates...
You're not doing all new, all different?
Next week, they're fighting something called American Kaiju. All. And it's exactly what you think.
No, the Ultimates came out today.
No, it's in there.
Yeah.
Right there at the bottom. There you go. Yeah. Look through it.
Is that not it?
I don't
think that's a tie-in.
No, I don't think so.
That one. Next week, it'll be the tie-in.
Yeah. Here's the tie-ins for this week that I picked up.
I don't think it's going to tie in at all.
That's
the Ultimates.
Yeah, I know there is a book that is tying in. Maybe it's the New Avengers book that's tying in.
That seems more of a New Avengers.
It does. You have the New Avengers?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. I really think this is the one that's doing the American Kaiju thing. It's just like they're fighting a giant. Yeah, here it is on the last page. It's another Godzilla with American flag on his head. They're fighting something called American Kaiju. That's just really interesting. But again, I'm not sure how it ties in to Standoff and Maria Hill having this. I mean, maybe that little girl's like, okay, here's an American
here's,
Kaiju.
Here's an American Kaiju.
She's,
go fight
she's
that.
She's the Cosmic Cube. She can do anything.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this crossover.
Well, I think it's a hurry up thing to get them to Civil War or whatever.
I think it's a hurry up thing to get.
It.
I know. I think it's a hurry up thing to get Captain America, Steve Rogers, back to being young Steve Rogers. I think the Cosmic Cube little girl will turn him back into normal Steve Rogers at the end.
Fair assessment. I can concur there. I think that'll happen too.
Do you think they'll keep the two Captain America?
Oh yeah, they're two books.
No, I know that, but
aren't they having enough? Aren't they adding? Isn't Bucky taking up Captain America again?
No.
Bucky will be in Thunderbolts.
He's in Thunderbolts.
Oh, that's right. That's
he's in Thunderbolts.
That is right.
I don't think they get. I mean, do you think it'll last though with two comics as Captain America?
I think it will last a year
at least.
I think it'll bypass it. I think you'd be lucky if you get it. If you have two Cap books, one with Steve Rogers, one with somebody else, the
Sam
Steve
Wilson
Rogers one will win.
Yeah. Oh,
no matter
who always.
The other person is.
Always.
I don't care who the other person is.
I think it will last a year.
Bucky could have done it. Bucky, I think,
could
have done it.
Could be Steve Rogers himself.
And it still wouldn't last.
If it's not the premier Captain America book starring Steve Rogers, it's not going to sell very well. It's just not.
I agree with that.
I think it will last a year. It will end in a big crossover, and then it will just go back to being normal Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
So what do you...
Poor Sam Wilson will be left in the wind.
Well, now I know they got supposedly a new Falcon out.
Well, he might still be Captain America, but he won't...
Have a book.
Oh, he won't have a book?
He won't be...
He'll be relegated to some weird team.
Yeah, he'll be on a B-list Avengers team.
Yeah. I would say All New, All Different is almost a B-list team.
Well, they are.
Sorry.
They are.
It is. It almost is. I know it's supposed to be their premiere book, but
it's getting better, but it's taken way too long.
Well, they've been doing that with the Avengers. Well, all the Avenger titles for a while.
So. Ultimates kicked right away now, with that Galactus story.
But that's
the New Avengers.
Well, I've been up to that.
No.
I'm talking about
the New Avengers
started off bad.
The New Avengers started off telling half of a story and then jumped right into something else. They had half a Maker story and then went into. I don't even remember what the second
The Space King.
Yeah, the Space King.
Hulkling and Space King.
Those are cool, but they seem so short.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he's building a bigger puzzle.
I don't know.
You know, adding pieces, but... I agree with you. Ultimates. Ultimates started amazing.
And they built up the Wiccan. They built up Wiccan to be some big bad, like Parallax, and then they just stopped it.
Oh, wow.
And it's like he ended about a year and a half's worth of story.
In six months.
Yeah.
But he can always go back to it and touch on it. Oh, I'm not sure what the end game of that book is.
I don't know.
That's what keeps me coming back, because I feel like there's an end game.
It could be a lot of it. The reason why they're doing it is because Civil War coming up.
He's got the Empire.
Like, I like the tone of the book, and I like the various plot points,
yeah.
But just...
Good art behind
too.
But just the way
that conversation,
the way it's structured, just keeps throwing me off, and I just can't get into it.
I agree. I like it. I'm into it though, but I can see where it would be awkward. Mm. What else we got, Larry? You want to talk about anything? Let's wrap it up, man. You falling asleep? I didn't mean to bore you. Just kidding. I know you worked your butt off. You're tired. You're sleepy.
He has a hard night sometimes.
He does. Hard night.
When you,
hard
hey, day's well, night. When you think about it, if he's spending $50,000 on this, you know, that makes for a lot of long nights.
I haven't spent that much on anything ever in my life.
Wait till you buy a house.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, smart man.
I'm not going to do that.
Smart man. Ooh, the stink
eye. What else is going on? So what's the over-under on Batman vs. Superman? 400 million?
I think it
worldwide.
Oh, worldwide
400 million.
I think it will. Close. I think once it opens in China, whenever that is, I think we'll make a buttload of money.
Oh yeah,
I'm just saying opening weekend.
I think opening weekend. I think it'll do 300 plus.
I think it was proposed to do 350. That's the estimate.
Yeah. I think it will do. But I think a it'll little three, below that.
Below I think it'll 400? Do three. Three
yeah, it'll definitely be below 400.
I think it'll be over
it'll be
350.
It'll be
With worldwide, I think it'll go overseas.
Yeah, it could. Well, overseas, it already had.
And it had a really strong advance ticket.
Right, but.
But those are the people who really wanted to
exactly.
see it.
Exactly. Yeah, it could go 350. I don't. 400 might be a little push.
I think so. It might be too. I think so.
I would say it's not a movie you would want to go see, say, Friday night, and then go see Saturday, and then or Sunday, or even maybe the next week.
You're saying it's not a movie people are going to go see twice.
Oh, no. People will see it twice.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it'll take them a little longer to go see it on that second time.
Ah, okay.
Is what I'm saying. It won't be like, oh, I seen it Friday. Yeah, I'm good to go Saturday.
Saturday too, yeah.
And Sunday, or maybe Monday. Because a friend of mine asked me when I told him I seen it early. He was like, was it?
Yeah.
He asked me, was it good enough to go see multiple times? I said, twice, go see it first. At the main screening, whatever you got to pay. Uh-huh. Second time, I would go matinee. But if you're going more than twice, I'll matinee. That's the way I look at it.
I'm going to go next week, I think. We'll see.
But it would be worth to me to see it if I was that type of person opening night.
Well, don't you keep yourself to a status quo. Break the mold.
Fight the man.
Deviations, G.I. Joe, IDW. It's okay. I read it today. It was reminiscent of the Marvel What If when Doom took over and he was bored.
Oh, wow.
Cobra Commander gets bored and he goes and like sends Major Blood to G.I. Joe to...
Screw with him again.
To try to build up again. Yeah, because he misses the conflict.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's really cool because Cobra has everything running like normally.
Here comes Jules, late to the party.
You missed out on the pizza, though.
We're running out of town tomorrow.
There's pizza if you want
some. No, I can't eat pizza. We just had Sapporo. Going to Miami, I'm taking my dad's last of his stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Fun.
We'll have a safe trip. No matter if it's fun or not, just have a safe
13 hours ride.
Yeah,
it'll be all right. It'll be fun.
I used to do it.
I have to do it right after I get off work.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I work 8 hours and then 13-hour drive.
You're young. You can do it. Yeah, you can. It ain't going to be fun, but you can do it.
I heard, I called it with BVS. I hear it's just terrible.
Yeah, I've been hearing the same thing.
That's
what
we talked
about.
Won't say
oh,
it's
yeah,
terrible.
What did Larry say?
I got to make it. 2.5 hours.
I won't say it's terrible.
Yeah.
No.
I went an hour before the show. There was a line halfway through the
movie. Oh, you didn't go.
And I'm like... Yeah. No, I don't want to be in a theater with this many people.
Fair.
And I'm definitely not going to wait on the chance that, an hour for the chance that I will not be allowed.
Wait, so you saw it?
Yes. I liked it. I thought Batflick did a good job of it.
Whenever he liked it because he didn't pay money inside, or
no, I would. I'll put it to you this way: I do plan on seeing it again.
Okay.
I plan on seeing it again.
The ones that I would consider big Superman readers weren't happy with it. The ones that weren't, big Superman readers,
they seem to like it.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me if you like Wonder Woman, it's a great movie, but if you like Batman or Superman...
Oh, I know. I think
well,
because it's...
I think,
I like
it's what I was saying before. It's going to be that darker Man of Steel Superman, so if that doesn't sit right with you, you're not going to like
it. Exactly. You're not going to... Now, I will say this also. Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah. That's a good job.
I thought he did a wonderful job. Okay. I mean, I actually think... I know everybody's saying that Wonder Woman, Gal, or how you say her name, Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot.
Kind of took the show.
Gal Gadot.
I can't say that. I think he was a he did an awesome job as Lex Luthor.
Okay.
He's definitely a different Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Well, these are all different
it's
characters
in the comics.
These
he's
characters
totally
are
totally
different than
in
the
that sense. So you may not like it just because of that.
I don't know.
But I liked it. I may be one of the weird ones, but I'll see it again if
you do appear
here
to
soon.
Be in the minority at this point. Not a lot of people have seen it.
I think most of them, like y'all keep saying, is it's all the fanboys who they're pigeonholing them.
They're definitely going to hear a lot of complaints about it,
right.
But I think it'll make
plenty of
money.
Oh, it'll definitely make plenty of money. It's not about making the money.
No. All these movies tend to make their money back. We've had this discussion.
But
twice
it's
as much,
just
it seems like
you can't. I'm just saying.
It is about quality of the movie.
I thought they did a good job, maybe in the quality of the movie.
We'll just have to wait and see.
You know, you can always nitpick everything to death, and if you, it's like comics and everything else. I like
for it to be a glaringly good or bad. I don't want to come out at like meh.
Unfortunately, that's what I think it's going to be.
I liked it. I'm not saying
it's like
me.
Meh plus.
No. I said I will go see it again.
Would you rate it in your top 10 superhero movies of all time? Maybe.
See, I'm going back to the 80s and everything else.
So am I. I'm going back to the original Superman.
Top 10, top 20 definitely.
Well.
No. If you look at all the superheroes movies are out there, I mean, I'm...
What did you rate? Where are you talking about superhero movies?
Oh, well, I like all the Iron Man movies. All three Iron Man movies.
So that's three.
Okay. Captain America, Thor... Thor 2, I have to put that in the back. Deadpool, definitely.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're up to like six.
Almost.
All Marvel.
I almost have to
all
say
Marvel, yeah.
My top one will be Michael Keaton's Batman.
Okay.
That's a great movie.
I like the
it's
second.
Just the right
I like the second. I like the second one just as well.
I wouldn't say that, but it's good.
I like Danny DeVito
a little too much
and everything.
I don't know.
I
agree.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't for a kids movie.
Those two Batman movies get worse every time I see them. But
to me, I like Danny DeVito in it. He did such a good job to me as Penguin.
A lot of 80s cinema gets
right.
worse.
I know.
Then I got to put like the original Superman with
sure.
Christopher Reeve.
Well, there's your 10.
So, you know, there's a lot of movies.
Putting that in the top 20, you're just like, hey, give me a list of every superhero movie ever and then say...
No. It would be in the... Okay, if you really want
we'll
to be technical...
We'll leave Steel out.
What's worse than Batman vs. Superman? No, I'm out.
What's worse? Oh, God. Daredevil. Green Lantern.
Those are just
some of...
Is there a good one that's worse than it?
Good one that's worse than
it. Are any of the Marvel movies worse
oh,
than
Oh, any of the
Marvel
movies?
No.
This
MCU?
No.
See?
None of them.
That's none of them.
That's the bar!
But no.
I heard it.
I do think it's going to do...
The Incredible
Hulk. Money,
Hulk.
It'll do... Oh, no, it beats the Incredible... Both Hulks.
Okay,
to me,
it beats the Incredible
both,
Hulk.
Okay.
Both of them.
Okay.
It beats both of them.
The Ang Lee and the one actually in the MCU.
Yes.
Okay.
Both of them. And it beats
well, one.
And it beats
okay.
it's
almost
better than the worst Marvel movie.
Well,
see, I didn't think those were part of the
they're not bad.
MCU. The Ang Lee one is
Ang
not,
Lee.
The one with Norton.
Right.
Yes.
Edward
yes.
Norton
is part of
it.
The guy who plays General Ross in that is the same actor who's playing General Ross in
Civil War.
Captain America movie.
Is that pre-Disney buyout?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You know, Universal technically owns the distribution rights for The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Alright.
They still do
the Yeah.
Yeah. Unless he starts...
That's why that's the only Marvel MCU movie that you can buy for $10, while the other ones are all 30.
Movies, so. Also, I want you to know I'm also including Flash in that.
The movie?
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Or I should say, excuse me, Flash Gordon. Sorry, Flash Gordon.
Flash!
So that's the kind of movies I'm going all the way back.
That's
to.
Like
when
number
you say
one. I know what you're talking about.
That's one of the. I like
my favorite part. Ted.
Yeah.
There
you go. Yeah. Let's go back and watch that Flash Gordon part again. Why are we watching this movie? Why don't we just watch Flash Gordon?
Final Fanat.
Fanat.
Final Fanat. Sees how. Hey, Elaine.
Good night.
Everyone gets a high five.
That was
smooth as hell.
Yes.
Yes. In a minute, though, we gotta finish this.
All right.
Wait, final thought.
Adam, final thought.
DC. Get your distribution in order, because like half of your line twice a month is not viable.
Stop. Pick a writer and stick with this.
And I don't even need it.
Off. Greg Rucka now on Wonder Woman, which is great news,
but sucks because
it's out in the cold.
Yes.
Yeah,
dude, that's not cool.
They'll jump on her over at Marvel. They'll give her a book at Marvel.
Oh, well, she has a book at Marvel already.
They'll give her more.
They'll give her way more now.
She's a good writer.
She is a good writer. I thought it was about time a woman finally writes Wonder Woman.
Greg Rucka is great, though.
Greg Rucka is great. No, and that's what I feel like the problem with it now is that's going to be so shadowed by them kicking Marguerite Bennett off.
I don't think so. Rucka,
Is a great...
Winning cures all, and Rucka knows how to win all.
I know that, but kicking the first serious woman writer on Wonder Woman in years? A long time ago. That's what I'm saying. The first woman writer probably in 10 years.
They can make it up if they give Bennett another book.
They won't.
They will. But they could. But you're right. The way editorial and creators are migrating away from DC.
Yeah. I'm sure after you offer her Wonder Woman, one of the Trinity, and then you give it to Greg Rucka,
smack in the face.
Smack any book you give her after that, it's either Superman or Batman.
Well, you know they came to Rucka, hey, would you like to write something for us? And he said, yeah, I have this great Wonder Woman idea. And they're like, holy crap.
Well, yeah,
had to have been what happened.
No, well, you know he got burned on that years before.
Yes.
The same thing happened to him.
Yeah.
They offered him Wonder Woman, and then they gave it to a bigger high-profile writer. Yeah. And
there's no other.
That's the reason he hasn't written for them in 10 years.
Yeah.
He said, "All right, I'll never write for you guys ever again." And now he's writing.
I don't say never.
They put Hickman on Wonder Woman. Kick Rucka off of it.
I want Hickman on Legion book. All right.
Yeah.
Final
he needs more sci-fi.
Mine's going to be saying,
he would make her
go see Batman V Superman.
I think he could do it
with
all
an open mind.
Because in East and West, a lot of it.
And I thought it was a great movie to see. I would pay for it. I wouldn't pay IMAX for it, but that's me. But I would go see it as a first run if I was into those type of seeing it when everybody else likes to see it. I'm just not a crowd person, but I would see it.
I've said it before, when you say next week.
So that's my final. Exactly. Everybody knows what reviews are like, and they're like opinions, and they're the other word.
My kids decide that they would rather not go to a movie, it'd be very easy to talk to me about something else after everything I've heard.
So I guess
that's,
you know
what
I mean? Question. Yeah. Oh, I understand that. No, I completely understand.
So, if it's a bad experience, plus
Yeah. But make.
Always have a bad experience.
Oh, my other going away thought, not final, but going away is if you do go, make sure you go to the bathroom first.
It's long.
Well, we didn't even get previews.
Oh, and it was long.
And it was 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
I think it's 2 hours. I think he said either 31 or 41 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty long by modern standards, but...
Yes.
Back used to go longer. Yeah, I mean, 3 hours now has been the cap for a long time.
Well, they used to have...
Intermissions
for a reason.
Right.
Yeah, you needed a damn intermission.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you wanted to drink popcorn and soda.
Two DVDs.
Yeah. Yep. So, but I like the movie. Take it from an old guy. What you will.
Cool.
Well, a lot of movies used to flip over before they did the double layer stuff.
And I had I still have a movie that's a widescreen on one side and a letterbox.
Yep.
My final thought for this week is it is convention season. Please be careful as you, you know, travel these conventions and be, you know, polite to everyone, the cosplayers, and the creators. You know, if you want something, don't expect something. Ask and be nice, you know. People are there to make money and to promote themselves, so if you want to go and actually do the convention the right way, you have to pay people or tell them.
I want him. I want him.
And, gentlemen, yeah, just because she's dressed in a very costume. Yes. Yes, she wants to be seen. Maybe she'll pose for a picture. But she doesn't want to be drooled on.
Or groped. Or
groped or commented upon in a lewd fashion. You can definitely tell someone that it looked great in their costume, but that's exactly how you should say it. You look great in that costume, or that is a great costume. You should not say, hey, your ass is smacking in that booty skirt.
And you just don't say something to the effect that I think you're an attractive
woman. Be polite, be respectable. But stay tuned to Outright Geeky, because we have five conventions currently slated for convention season that we'll be covering, including two this weekend, Intact, the Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, and Manga. Those are both going on in this area. We have the BlockCon, the North American Transformers Convention, that's actually put on by Hasbro. A lot of IDW comic creators are going to be there. Exclusive toys, a lot of panels. We have a toy building, a Transformers building panel that they're having there. We're actually sending two people to that convention. There'll be more of that on the site. The Motor City Comic Con, that is one of the five major cons in the country, and we're going to that one. We have a guy covering that who is so excited to be covering it. He has already, you know, got a list of people that he wants me to contact to try to set something up for his show. So, and that's just the beginning. Hopefully we'll have a lot more convention coverage. We have a chance to go to Star Trek convention in Dallas. We just have to find somebody who lives in Dallas. So, we will have more on that. Check out OutrightGeeky.com. Check out the site all the time, and we'll have that very soon.
Or the link from Comic City 2.
No one's gonna hear you.
All right,
back to cheese.
Find us online at comiccity2.com, outrightgeekery.com, or facebook.com/comiccity2 or /outrightgeekery. All the good social stuff. Our LinkedIn, Tumblr, whatever. All right, see you next time.
Car, a ranchless.